Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I hope I get this right, because it should be fun. I thought about gifts. Now, I don't know about you, but when somebody says the word gift, if I revert back to my childhood, the first thing that pops into my mind is Christmas. And probably not too far behind that are birthdays. We associate those with gifts and giving. So I got to think about the Christmas gifts that I've received over the years. And I'm sure as I explain these, you will probably relate. So we get gifts at Christmas. Okay? Sometimes it's a very usable gift that we use every day. Sometimes not so much. For instance, one of the most wonderful gifts I ever received was a 5-seat toboggan. Okay? Can't use that right now. But it sure got a lot of use as soon as there was 3 or 4 inches of snow on that old pasture hill. When the snow was gone, I traded the toboggan for the bicycle that my father bought me at Christmas. And I rode that all summer. So one was used 2-3 months a year. The other one I tried to use most of the other. Then there are those gifts that we set up, and they're not seasonal, they're occasional. We pull them out for special things, and we use them. But when we're done for that occasion, they go right back in the closet. Then there's those gifts that are ornamental. We take them and we put them in some beautiful little cabinet that we went out and buy to keep the things that we're going to dust once a year. Okay? That's what we do. We dust them once a year. But they're pretty, so we look at them and we keep them close. Okay? Then there are those gifts that we look at and go, just exactly what I'm going to do with them. Okay? Not quite sure. Sometimes they sit on a shelf for years. Sometimes we wait long enough that somebody forgot that they gave them to us and we re-gift them. We just hope we don't give them back to the same person that gave it to us. Okay? So these gifts fall into different categories. Well, one of the categories that always seemed as you're growing older and getting bigger that's always there is clothes. Okay? You get clothes. There were some Christmases that I'm sure, like all of you, were pretty lean. There were other Christmases that were a bit over the top. But whether it was lean or whether it was a big Christmas, there was always clothes. There were those clothes that you would pick up and you looked at and you held them up and you looked at your aunt or your uncle or your godfather or your godmother and you smiled and you said, "This is really nice, I really love it." When, in all honesty, you wouldn't be caught feeding the chickens in it. Okay? You just put it in the dresser drawer, you wait till you outgrew it, and you gave it to somebody else and let them wear it. But then there was those other pieces of clothing that were just you. And if they weren't too heavy or they weren't too light, you found a way to wear them all year. And you wore them and you wore them because they were you, they were comfortable. And there was always a day when in the summer was a little cooler, you could wear something a little heavier. There were days in the winter that wasn't quite so cold where you didn't have to have something quite so heavy. And you found a way to use it all year long until literally it was in your hands as nothing but a pile of rags. And then what did you do? You loved it so much you hoped you got another one for Christmas, or you ran right out and bought something just like it because you missed it. But this was something that you wear. Now, full disclosure, I have a shirt like that. It's bright red. It's got blue and black threads running through it. It's a quilted flannel, but it's light enough I find time to wear it all summer long, and unless I absolutely have to have something heavier, I wear it all winter long. And it's tattered, and the collar's wore out, and there's white threads sticking through it, and I got to take a scissors, and I got to trim it. And Tina goes, "You want me to wash this again?" And I go, "Yeah, one more time." And she washes it and gets it clean, and the process starts all over. And I'm sure we all have those favorite things. We have something that is just us, that we use each and every day. That one special gift that we reach for. Jesus' disciples today asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray." Because we want to pray like John's disciples, or we want to pray like you. But whatever the reason was, teach us to pray, Lord. Now, was it for any of those reasons? Or did they understand the great gift that Jesus had just given them? Because that's exactly what prayer is. It's a gift. And Jesus not only goes into detail as to how we should pray, but he tells us that our Heavenly Father will listen. And that in the prayers we are to be persistent. And that we're to continue to ask for those things that we need and for those things that we want. And in the prayer, this is how we talk with our Father in heaven. And he is listening. This is how we participate in the great discussion with our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how we share a gift with others by praying for them in need, which we do a lot around here. There is a lot of need and we pray for all. So it is something that also can be shared. But here's the difference with prayer. It doesn't wear out. It's not limited in supply. It's a gift that each and every one of us has been given. So here today is the real question. What kind of gift is it for you? Is it a gift like my toboggan and bicycle that we pull out for seasonal issues? Is it something that sits on a shelf or in a box that is occasional, like a fire extinguisher? We pull it out when everything is just going crazy. Is it ornamental for others to see? Or is it something that we just don't use at all? Or is it like that favorite shirt? Is it like that favorite hoodie? Is it like that favorite chair, that comfortable pillow, the things that we use each and every day? And yet that's exactly how Jesus wants us to use it and perceive it. He wants us to put it on at times, regardless of how tattered and worn it gets, and to pray to our Heavenly Father. Give thanks for the good days. Pray for strength and the ones that aren't so good. Pray for others in need. But to use this great gift to not only console ourselves, but also to lift up and strengthen others. To pray for a world that, although we like to think our little world is okay, but let's face it, we live in a confused world. That hasn't changed in a couple of thousand years. So we pray for these things. We pray for the Holy Spirit to come and give us peace. This is the power of prayer. It's your communication system, our communication system, to yours and mine and ours, Heavenly Father. It is how he gives us a gift to talk to him, folks, to share with us our greatest triumphs, and to share our deepest sorrows. But this isn't something that we do seasonally, occasionally. Jesus is calling on us, as he did his disciples, to pray like this or in some form like it, and to be persistent in prayer. And here's the one confident thing that you can take today, that God is listening and that he will always answer prayer. Always. Now here's the disclaimer. Raising children, you don't always say yes to your kids. You say what's best for them. In other words, we know what we want. We don't always necessarily know what we need. And he does. So does God answer all prayers? Yes. Is the answer always yes? No. Do we always understand the answer right away? Nope. And we're not supposed to. We are the creation. He is the creator. We need to leave God up there and we need to trust him. But what we do know is that he always listens. And in and through the Holy Spirit, we are never alone. And we are lifted, we are empowered, and we are comforted in and through the Holy Spirit and prayer. It is one of the wonderful gifts that our Heavenly Father has bestowed upon us through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope, my prayer is that you find peace in prayer, that you find comfort in prayer, that you find strength and perseverance and focus in prayer. And you wear it like that old worn-out flannel shirt that I have at home, that it becomes part of your daily life and not something you grab for just once in a while. What kind of gift is this to you? Amen.